Okay. Let me just start to tell you the Gemara in Eruvin, and the Rambam talks about in Pirush Mishnayos, in Hakdama, the Pirush Mishnayos, that Moshe taught Aaron, and then he taught Aaron Rabbono. You know. So the question is, what was the syllabus? Okay, what were the shiur? What was Moshe Rabbeinu's shiur? What did he learn? So the Ram tells you, okay? The Ram says that he taught the Mikra Mechukam. They wrote down, even independent of the issue of Torah Megillus Nitno, Torah Chsuma Nitno, that whether the Torah was given in one shot or different psukim, they wrote down the psukim. And these psukim, Moshe Rabbeinu said a shir in Torah Shebaal Peh on these psukim. In the example that he gives of an example of a shir, Vihine l'chom Moshe, Omoloi Hashem, Basukas Teshvu Shivas Yomim. There's a pasuk, Basukas Teshvu Shivas Yomim. Vagam hoidio Hashem Yisale, Shesukazu Chavis as Kom V'lo on the Kavis. There was a shir in Torah Shabbat Peh that the Chiv Sukkah is on Tzchorim and not in the Kevus. V'eino Chayva L'chilim V'lo L'hochei Drachim. That was the shir. That was the example of Moshe Rabbeinu's shir, and that was what each mitzvah he went through in the Midbar after the din, the Pasuk, and what the Torah Shabbat Peh says this, and the Torah Shabbat says this, and he goes on. So what we're going to do is take a perek in the Rambam about Basukas Teshu Shivas Yom, we'll learn, and we'll try to what we can to reconstruct something over here. Okay? Perek Vav of Hilchos Sukkah. Noshim Vavodim Uktanim Ptuim in HaSukkah. This Torah Shabbat Peh that it's Chorim, but on the Kevos, Noshim Vavodim Uktanim Ptuim in HaSukkah. Cotton's part of the sukkah is not chayv and mitzvahs, and avodim mehukshel noshim vavodim ketanim ptuim in asukkah. Ptuim, we're talking about that the chayv is gavra, that an isha b'teres chayv is gavra has no chayv in sukkah. It's very possible, the mechaber, there are a list of rishonim. I mean, tam's chiddush, but it's not clear if you're potter from sukkah, if you can make a bracha, or there's a kium in sukkah. It's not clear, okay? You know, we were brought up, Noshim, they're jumping, they're running, and whatever it is, but it's not clear at all, okay? Could be potter, it's nothing, okay? But the Rambam says, Noshim v'avonim ketanim ptuim in sukkah. Tuntim v'adroigenis, chayov misafik. V'chein mi shechetz ye'evet, B'chetze ben chon chayiv is a sofer. Cotton she'enoi tzorich li'imoi, he's not, mommy, shu keben chomesh keben sheish, it's very strange, it's a year, not a yoga. Chayiv besukkah midivrei soev m'gedil chan chomem mitzvahs. The Rambam says an amazing thing over here. It was a piece from Rav Moshe Levi Soloveitchik, the Rav's father, which was in his Pinkus, which he wrote in Rassein, which we didn't publish that piece. But Rav Moshe says the following, and chinuch in mitzvahs, he said, ketanim, mechandchim in mitzvahs. If you look at the Rambam formulates, sometimes he says the chinuch is that oviv mechanchei b'mitzvahs, and sometimes he says the cotton is chayev. Okay. For example, when it comes to matzah, the Ram says oviv mechanchei b'matzahs. When it comes to lulav, it says cotton hayodei l'neya is chayev in lulav. So Rebbe used to say that, for example, we know that a muflas samach le'ish, that a year before godless, if a person makes nedarim, even though he's not a godel, his nedarim is a chal Hashem v'deraisa. It's a neder. Because a muflas samach le'ish is a godel as far as nedarim. So much so that the Gemara has a possibility he might be chayiv malchus, because he's a godel as far as nedarim. What the Rabbonin said in Lulav, that a cotton is a godel as far as Lulav is concerned. That's the Lashon Chayiv. And it says over here that in Sukkah, a cotton mit Rabbon is Chayiv in Sukkah. In Matzah, he's not Chayiv in Matzah. He might not know. The Ram says a cotton shiodo, shiochel d'gmor, shiochel lecho, kizai is dogon. Over Machantra Mitzvahs, the cotton, you're talking about a year old, 2 years old. He doesn't know from nothing. He doesn't know what day it is. The father, it's a chiv on the father. But if the chiv is on him, he's your cotton, he's able to do the mitzvah. He's able to do the mitzvah. As far as Lulav is concerned, he's a godel. As far as Sukkah is concerned, a godel. Let's go. He's chayiv. And that's what I'm saying. That's the comparison over here, and the contrast that mit Rabbonon is chayiv. Is chayiv. The reason, according to the Rambam, as the Rav said, maybe said in the letter, the reason why cotton can't be moitzi a godel in Megillah, okay, it's not the pshat chayiv Rabbonon what Tosfos says, because the Rambam says, according to us, the cotton of Chayiv L'Chanchoi in Megillah. He's not Chayiv in Megillah, even with the Rabbonon. Therefore, he can't be Moitzi. Lu Yitzur, you could be Moitzi. Someone in Sukkah, he could be Moitzi. But he's only, if it would be Chayiv the Rabbonon. But over here, the cotton is Chayiv in Sukkah. Chaylim.
Hagdor,
I don't know what Hagdor is.
When did the Rabbanim be chayiv?
We don't know, but we know this Ram said, okay? I know Hagdor is no swallows, I don't know anything. I know Bashtet Ram says chayiv. Okay, good. Hagdor, I don't know. You'll ask, Andra. Okay. Chaylim, you see the Chazal, or Dost Chachmeh Meseira, that was when they were Mesakin, you know, what the Hagdor, Chayiv, I don't know. Chaylim, Umisham Sheyen, Ptuim in a sukkah. As I said before, that's the second part of the shir. What was the shir? She sukkah zu chayiv as cholim on the kevos v'eino chayiv l'cholim lo l'hochid drachim. That was the shir. That was the Torah Shabbat Peh. That was the Maseirah. We don't know any place. It's cholim the kevos mitzvah shes mangrom. We don't know anything. That was Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rabbi Lishele Shir, and taught Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu is the Baal HaMaseirah, the Matik HaShmur, the Rabban Shel Yisrael. He said over what the Maseirah that he heard on each individual mitzvah. And part of the Maseirah was that Tzcholim Chayovim, and not Nekevais, and that Chaylim and Hochei Dochim Aptuim. This is what the Rambam is saying over here. Chaylim Umisham Sheyim Ptuim Min HaSukkah. So, Pashtus is a chile. As far as sukkah is concerned, it's like an isha. The Ram says one after the next. So it could be that a chile who sits in a sukkah, it's like nothing. The same way if it might be an isha is nothing. But it's not a difference. Okay? Chile misham sheyim p'tulin min sukkah. And the Ram is mechadish, what's chile? Chile? V'loi chile sheyesh bo sakona, el afilu chosh b'roisha. He has a headache. V'afilu chosh b'einov. His eyes hurt him. He's potter from sukkah. And it could be sitting in sukkah is nothing for him. In the same way the Ram says that, you know, that someone in Hilchos Deis, in Perek Dalet, he says someone that's that has pains or this and that can't learn properly, can't be Eved Hashem properly, since he's not functioning normally, potter from sukkah. And that was kilu. The Ram says that that's what Moshe Rabbeinu taught them. This kilu, this is pure, unadulterated Torah Shabbat Peh. This was the Messiah. Achilas, but chilim misham shein p'tur. Min ha-sukkah, v'loi chili sheish b'sakon, ala afilu chosh b'roishi v'afilu chosh b'einov. Mitztaye potter min ha-sukkah. Here's an important thing, okay? Here this mitztaye, potter min ha-sukkah, hu v'loi mishamsho, the people that he needs to help him, they're chayiv, okay? V'ezehu mitztaye. Now here's an important thing. He says, "Ze she'eno yocho lishan b'sukkah." He doesn't say that it's difficult for him to sleep in the sukkah. No, it's rough. He can't. He can't sleep in the sukkah. If he'll lie down in the sukkah, he will not fall asleep. That's the p'tur. He says, "Cotton." He says, "What is a mitztaya?" Mitztaya isn't expressing itself. Another thing, mitztaya expresses itself. The mitztaya is that he can't sleep in the sukkah. That's what he says. Ezo mitztaye, potem la sukkah, ve'ezo mitztaye, ze she'eno yochol lishon b'sukkah, b'bnei ruach, it could be anything. It could be the wind, or b'bnei azvuvim, v'aparushim, the various insects who creates the behen, or b'bnei reich, or the reich in sukkah. Something in the sukkah disturbs him in such a way that he can't sleep. He's potem from sukkah. Then he says, however, in Ovel, even though he's going through tremendous psychological duress, chayi b'sukkah. Okay? V'chosin v'chol ha-shvushvin v'chol b'nei chup b'tur min ha-sukkah kol shvishvi ha-mishnah. Okay. Shluchei mitzvah b'tur min ha-sukkah b'im b'yom b'malayla. Holchei dochem, here's the second part of the shir. Holchei dochem, that was the Messiah. Holchei dochem b'tur min ha-sukkah. B'yom b'tur min ha-sukkah. Hochei drochim, b'yoyim p'tuim min ha-sukkah b'yoyim, v'chayom b'layla. Hochei drochim b'layla, p'tuim min ha-sukkah b'layla, v'chayom b'yoyim. When you're hochei drochim, you're potter min ha-sukkah.
Is the mitzvah potter in achilah? When
he's potter from everything, he's an isha! He, in the Messiah, the Messiah from the British, as far as sukkah is concerned, does an isha. It's all the same. 1, 2, 3, 4, it's all the same. You see a difference in the Ram in the text. It's all the same. This an isha. Not that I'm not women's liberal, not women's liberal. Yes, liberal. Oh, this is part of the sukkah.
It's not mitzvah, but
it's what? So what difference does it make? That was the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. This is a mitzvah, and he's part of the sukkah. You're trying to say svar is not svar. The God doesn't say why he's part. That's a mitzvah. Next. Then the Shomer Yir, Bayoim, Ptuim, and Asuka, Mechayom Balailo, Shomer Yir Balailo, Ptuim, and Asuka Balailo. Now, it's very interesting to say that. Now, Halochahe. Ketzat hu mitzvah sayeshiva besukkah. Doesn't start. He starts the way the shir was. Who's potter, okay? Now, there's a mitzvah yeshiva, and the gavra that's mufkir, okay, doesn't have a mitzvah yeshiva. And the question is, this gavra's chayiv, what is the mitzvah? And the gavra, who's potter, doesn't have the mitzvah. And what is the yeshiva besukkah? Listen how the Ram defines the mitzvah yeshiva besukkah. Ketzad hu ha-mitzvah? Ketzad he mitzvahs hayeshiv besukkah. How? What is? But besukkah's teshuv shivas yom. We know before those gavra, those people that are mufke. That's telling you. And the question is, are the rest of the people, what is the mitzvah? Shiyeh oichel v'sheise v'dal b'suka kol shivas yom. Being yom alayla k'derech shudal b'veisa b'shayim os hashana. Okay? He has to live in the sukkah. The tashmish. What does a person do in his house? He eats. And he drinks. And v'dal. And all the tashmishim dira. Then he says something else. That is the way in Gavra, the person who has a chiv is Gavra, to mekayim the mitzvah sukkah. Okay, this is what he has to do. He has to do A, achila, shisiyah, and darbo. Then there's another din in what is the chefsa of the sukkah out of the sukkah's mitzvah. What is it? V'chol shivas hayomim oisa odem es beisa arai v'esukah sokeva shenema basukas teishu shivas yomim. Keitzad, or the sukkah has to be his dir, or the chesed from sukkah in chesed should be a diris keva. Therefore, what? The dinim, the kelim anoyim, it's not a question of where he sits in the sukkah, or his kelim anoyim should be in the sukkah, or matzos hanos b'sukkah. The nice spreads, or kli shesiyah kago nashoshes, but klizes b'sukkah. Those things which he normally has in his diras keva should be in the sukkah. So there's one din in the sukkah, the way the gavra is makayim the mitzvah. What he's supposed to do? What are the tashmishim that he's supposed to do in the sukkah? And then the chetzos of sukkah, in sukkah, that's the diras keva. The way he treats the kalim that are in his house should be in the sukkah. Ketzat, kelim anoyim matzos anoyes, besukkah. Ukli, shisiyah v'chule. Av ukli achilo kagon kadeira, ukolos, chutz besukkah, because there's no mia, hamanoyo besukkah. V'im hoyes besukkah katana, manoyim manicha b'chutz. Okay. So it's very interesting, hello? Look at halacha vav. You know, you should be bothered. Ram says in Halacha Vav, Oichlin v'sheisin v'yishenim b'sukkah. Kol shiva. See, it's very strange. The construction. What he's doing is telling you, because he starts, talks about achila, then he talks about the sukkah, then he goes back to the achila, okay? Because he's telling you, what is, in the simple nusach of the d'raisa, of the mitzvah sukkah, there are two things which are important. One thing is that the gavra lives in the sukkah, and the other thing that the sukkah is his dearest kva for shivas yom. Then now he explains how the gavra is mekayim. What's the chayvus gavra on the gavra? And then he'll explain. We'll see what happens with the sukkah itself. Okay, let's continue now. He says like this. He says, "Oichlin halachavov." Oichlin v'sheisin v'yishenim b'sukkah kol shiva bein b'yoyim b'bein b'layla. Or that the chavis gavra in how he discharges his obligation, it should be that he should eat and drink and sleep in the sukkah all 7 days bein b'yoyim b'layla. And then there's not only chiyuvim, but there's yisurim. We also lecho su'uda chutz l'sukkah kol shiva. Elaim kein ochel achilas arai. Kebeitza oi pochis. Oi yesemat. This achilas arai might be pas also. He doesn't say what it is. But there's no isa of eating achilas arai outside the sukkah. The question, now what he's doing is explaining the first part. Ketzah mitzvah yeshiva, shiya oichal v'sheisa v'dal b'sukkah. Dal means that it's those tashmishim of achilas keva. And shena. V'ein yeshenim chutz l'sukkah, afil yeshenis arai. Umuta lishto yismayim, v'lecho peiros chutz l'sukkah, and there's no shir, there's no keva in arai. in Peiris and Mayim, but it's mashma everything that's not Peiris and Mayim. It's a shir. It's what it's bossa, whatever is the shir. It's keva is awesome. Umi shemachmi shachmal atzmo v'lo yishte chutz l'suka afilu mayim how is a meshubach. Okay, here there's a kiyum. There's a kiyum. Okay, here he's chayim in suka, but there's no isa because it's not keva. But if and an achila, there's no keva b'chal. But any tashmish of shisir, he does in the sukkah, is a kiyum. Okay. Now, next. So it's like, how is it meshubach? How is it meshubach? How is it meshubach? Okay. Achila b'leile yontif horishon b'sukkah chayvo. Okay. Now, just before you start, okay, he says, he explains what the chiyuv is, okay, how it expresses itself, and then he says that the first night is a chayvo. Okay. Now, I ask you a question. When he says the first night is a chayvo, is this a new chiyuv? Or this is the first, this is in the Ketzad Mitzvah Sukkah, these are Shu'um, he's saying, Ketzad Mitzvah Sukkah, or the Dechila, that you eat, when you eat, you have to eat the Sukkah, if it's Keva. When you drink, if it's Keva, whatever it is, not mine, could be dirt, it could be anything, it's in the Sukkah. When you sleep, it always is the Sukkah, okay? But let's say, on the first night, you decide you don't want to eat, you don't want to drink. So as he says, achila on the first night is chayva. Achila bilele yontiv horishon besukah chayva. It's a chayva, but it's the mitzvah sukkah. Okay, so the chayra. Excuse me, not getting involved. Achrinim and hina. A plain reading of the Rambam. Okay. You'll ask, does an Isha have to eat in the Sukkah the first night? The question, absolutely not, because she's part of the Sukkah, okay? A Chayla, does he have to eat in the Sukkah the first night? Or did the Chayla in the Meseri Tamosh Rabbeinu, Pashtis is, a Chayla in Hochi Drachim are the same thing as an Isha? It's all the same. Pashtis. And it's part of the mitzvah sukkah. It's not a separate gzeris hakosim of tesvav chesav chagamatzis. This is the mitzvah sukkah. Okay, so that's why my rebbe used to say in the name of the zeda that even though by matzah you might say mitzvah ain't tziches kavana, because he's a kenene, since he's nene, you don't need kavana, because the mitzvah is achila and achila and mesasek. He ate it, right? But the Rav Chaim said that in Sukkah you don't say shekeinene. Ah, it's a chachila, because the answer is the mitzvah is not the maisa achila. The mitzvah is yeshim basukkah. On yeshim basukkah there's no shekeinene. Okay, it's a mitzvah sukkah. So a whole discussion. Just an aside point, I remember I heard from Gesher Zaks Chayim Levocha that the Chafetz Chaim or whatever it is, the Ramah, the Raya's back and forth, you know, the Ramah might have held, you know, that the mitzvah is achila. So the Chafetz Chaim used to be machmir the same way by matzah, that Bli Achas used to have the Gezai in the Sukkah Bli Achas. According to the Ramah, it doesn't make any sense. The mitzvah is a mitzvah Sukkah. Tesvav mechagamatzis, you learn that the sukkah is chayva. Achila b'leile yontif horishon b'sukkah chayva. Afilu ochal kezayis pas yotzi dechavosa. is yotze if he eats a gezeis pas. Okay, but it's the mitzvah is achila besukah shurim in the mitzvah of basukas teish v'shimis yomim that the first night it's a chayv. Mikan v'elech v'shus. Rotze lechol suda soyed besukah. Rotze eino oichel. Kol shiva el peiros or kloyes, because peiros or kloyes is never keva. So you can eat whatever you want, no problem. Chutz l'sukah, oichel kedin achila, kedin achilas matzah pesach. The same way achilas matzah pesach, you can eat matzah the whole pesach. You don't have to eat matzah. The same thing over here. You can eat the sukkah. You don't need sukkah. How do you eat? Now let's continue. Mi shehoye roishe v'ru boi besukah v'shulchanu b'sech beisai oy chutz l'sukah v'ocha hari ze osa u'ki'ilu l'ocha besukah. So he says two things. He says there's an isa, right? And he adds something else. Ki'ilu l'ocha besukah. It's like it's the double talk. It's u'ki'ilu l'ocha besukah. It's osa to do it. U'ki'ilu l'ocha besukah. Ad. Oh, the sukkah. Oh, he's awesome. Oh, kill the sukkah. Ad shiye shulchanoi b'sirich ha-sukkah. Gizeh l'shem yemoshech achah shulchanoi v'afilu b'sukkah gedolah. It could be. It's a gizeh, the rabbonin, right? It could be mid rabbonin. That in Tashmish Achila, if the Shulchan is Mechutz L'Sukkah, the second part of the Mitzvah, at the Gediris Keva, that this Kalim Noyim B'Sukkah, is what the Rabbanan said, that Ukiil Locha B'Sukkah, that's what the Sukkah is. The Sukkah is Kalim Noyim and this and that. So it could be Kalim Noyim, not Likuva. But if the Tashmish is that the Shulchan, because the Sukkah itself was Nimdad, or the ganze Shiva Tvachim was Shisha Tvachim for Shulchanoi, that Shulchanoi, Achila of Shulchanoi, B'Terech Beisai, he's not eating the Sukkah. Oh, that's not a Sukkah. That's not the do it. That's the Sukkah of Adiris Keva.
Rav, he doesn't say only if he only has that Shulchan. And then even if there was a shulchan behind him also, it was still
going on. I'll tell you something. I don't believe it makes a difference. Because the sukkah for him has to be Dios Keva. If his table is outside, I don't know if that makes it. It's his shulchanoi.
Two tables.
What? But it's shulchan. This, I'll tell you what. I have a portrait over there. The table that is not for Tashmish Achila. I don't know if it's meaningful. It's a decoration for him. The Shulchan is what you eat on. Now, let's just see like this.
The rice is not...
No, it says Gzeira. It's a Drabonu.
So the Drabonu are being...
Uki'ilu! That's Uki'ilu lo yochal basoka. That's the Ki'ilu.
So the din that you have to have the Tashmish Sukkah and the Sukkah is only in the Chatzilu in the rest?
I assume so. It doesn't say Kalim Noyim. The Ram doesn't say if you don't have the Kalim Noyim the Sukkah that you're missing. It doesn't say that. Okay, they say the Chesnit. Kol Shivas Ayomim, Kuri B'Techa Sukkah, U'Kishimeivin, U'Medaptek. The question is, what's the Shurim and Limud? Chutz Sukkah, Techa Sukkah. That's the question. The Tashmish of the Tashmich of Tashmichil. That's test. Kadesh Shita Daitim Yishev Islo Mispal, Rots Mispal Besukah, Oy Chutz Lesukah. Now, Yor Dukshomim Harizeh Nichnas Asech Babayis. This is very strange, you know. The Ram Dachdolim Chabrim was writing, you know, very clearly. Why does he put Yor Dukshomim, why does he put it together with Mitztayah? Why don't you put it at the beginning? Say, this one's part, that one's part, this one. And here, all of a sudden, you're the Shum, like in the middle of nowhere. The answer is Chabesai. Yolduk Shomim is not, and what's, see, when you talk about it's diet, he's part of, right? Here, the sukkah is not a diras keva. The sukkah, it's not the way they say from the going, there's no dira, okay? The diras keva from Kalim Noyim, that if it's raining in the sukkah, it's a hafkor from the diras keva. It's not a hafkor. In the Gavra, it's of course the sukkah. It's nothing to do. It's nothing to do with Chomer and the Kavos, Hochidrochim, Chayle. It's nothing to do with anything here. That's the Rambam over here as a separate aloch. Yorduk Shomim, how is Nichol Tzech Beisa? Meir Mosai, Mutal Afanois, Mishyodu, Letech Asukkah, Tipois, Shim Yipu, Letech Atavsho, Yafsid, Afil Tavsho Shampu. So there, and Hoya Oichel, let me ask you a different question. Hoya Oichel Besukka, V'yodug Shomim, V'nichlas Labesa, U'poskog G'shomim. Ein Mechayven Oisoy, L'achzor L'sukka. Ad Shiyigmo Sudosoy. Okay? Let's say, okay, he's in the middle of a Suda. What does it say? That if he's in the middle of a Suda, and the rain fell, and he went to his house, and it stops raining. He doesn't have to go back. Right? Listen. Let's say that a person is a chayla. In the middle of the Suda, the headache goes away. Does he have to go into the sukkah? Or his eye was hurting him, I'm eating outside. My eye stopped hurting! We don't know anything about this. This whole din that he's, that the din is, you don't have to go back in the sukkah, because since for this Suda, the sukkah is not a diras keva. See, he doesn't have to go back inside. The Ram is shu'im in the diras keva, and this is a deraisa dikadin. Yorduk shomim harize nichnas letech habayis. The sukkah, eating in yeshivas geshomim, he's not eating his sukkah. It's like eating the kol apotim radov v'yoseh nikahedyet, because it's the shaita. He's eating in the house, and he's, you know, it doesn't make a difference. Me'er mosay muta lefana is mishad. Hoi oichal besukkah v'yodug shomim, v'nichnas, he's not chayim. Okay, gotcha. Hoi yoshin v'yodug shomim, b'layla v'nichal teich habayis, v'posk shomim, ein matrichin oisay lachzo lesukkah kol oisay layla. El Yisha, Bebeisah Achiyal Hashach HaMashach. Here, if he goes back, it's not called a potem, it's the Chadiris Keva. Okay? But he's not Chayim. He says, Ein Matrich in Oysa. In the same way, he doesn't have, he's not Mechayv in Oysa. Here, it's not like an Isha. If he wants, he can do it. Because there was never, there's no Ptur Gavra over here. The Shaila is in how he relates to the Diras Keva. So since in the middle of the Suda there wasn't a Diras Keva, he's not Chayim. But if he goes back, he certainly yoitz, he certainly has something. Ah, here's now a new aloha. Goma milecho b'yoyim ha-shvi'i b'shachris loyatis sukosai. Okay, he finished eating, okay? He finished eating in the morning. He shouldn't take the sukkah apart. So what happened over here? What's mincha lamayla? What happened? And if you look in the next halacha, if you're to shini shagolis, it's not min a mincha lamayla. Okay. The halacha over here. See, whoever used to compare this to the goyim, but I think it's even more than that. The goyim, okay, used to make havdolah on beer. Motzoi Pesach. To show that before it was b'toris matzah, now it's and the Pesach, and now it's chometz. Now you're allowed chometz. I would tell you like this. We said that there's not only in Sukkah a Chivas Gavra, that
there's a chefse from sukkah diras keva. Or the Torah says, bas sukkah is teshvu shivis yomim. Or that the chefse from sukkah is a deal from shivis yomim. And it's not the pshat that he's murdered Caleb. The Lashon Ram is not that it's a reshus to take the Caleb out. He has to take the Caleb out. Because he's keveya, the diras keva, is a diras keva from shivis yomim. And the keva of the deer, as far as his achilu is concerned, he has to eat the whole day. But since the same way there's a din of kovid yontif that he has to get his house ready, the other deer's keva ready, so it changes this din. For example, Rabbi used to point out there's a din in Ovil. There used to be halacha, it used to be miskayim. There's a din of kfiyas hamita, and Ovil has to be clay for the mita. There's one thing that he doesn't sit on a kisei, but the din kfiyas hamita is not a din in the gavla and ovel in his chavis gavla, the way he's nihugi avelus. Because the din is, if an ovel has 10 houses, he turns over the beds in all the 10 houses. It's a din bias ovel. And min ha-mincha l'maylo, he turns the beds up Erev Shabbos. What's the pshat? Because there's no din is poker. The covered Shabbos is poker. The din base oval, but the oval is chayim in whole niyugi avelos until Shabbos. In dvarim shebesinu v'chesed, but it's chayim in whole niyugi. Similarly, I would tell you in sukkah, the din of covered yontif is mechayiv him. Is mechayiv him that the bias is the ikadila. So he has to take the kelim out. Oh, but the chiv is gavra sukkah is the rest of the day. Now, I want to tell you one more. Let's get to it. He says like this. He says, in one second, I'm so confused here. No. He says, I wanted this one. Okay. Risha. Oh. Aloch Yud Beis. I'm sorry. Call Zman Shikonis a Sukkah. Leisha Besukkah. Call Shim Mavor. Call them Shiashim. Ashek Yishon Mitzvah. It's one of Leisha Besukkah. Ibuleli. Yonte. Vorishon. Mavor. Chal a Sukkah. Vyakach. Mavor. Al a Zman. Umisad de Kol a Brochus al a Kris. Nimsa Makadish Mu'umud. Umavor. Leisha Besukkah. Vyashim. Vyakach. Mavor. Alazman. Okay? So he says, whatever you come to the sukkah, you make a relationship of sukkah. Okay? And he says, by kiddush, something else. Okay? By kiddush, you make the kiddush standing up, even though normally you make it sitting, and then you sit down. Okay? If you look into the Rambam says an amazing thing. He talks about Leila Yonta Farishon. What about Shabbos sukkahs? How does he make kiddush? Does he stand up or sit down? In other words, if it's a din in Kiddush, okay, he should say, Mekachi kach lamas, leilion teferisha. Rabbeisai, the pshat's like this. The Ram says before that whenever he goes into the sukkah, he makes a bracha, right? So whenever he goes into the sukkah, he sits down, he makes a bracha, right? Leisha basukkah. The Ram sheet is not like the Rosh. That it doesn't have to do with achila. And you make the bracha of Leisha basukkah before you make your achila. So the chayri is, if he comes in on Leila Yontif, anytime for Kiddush on Shabbos, he walks into the sukkah and sits down. Before he sits down, he says Leisha basukkah. Then he makes Kiddush. No problem. Then if you look at the Gemara, there was a din to Masad the Leisha basukkah on Yontif on the case. From the Kiddush from Leil Yontif, he should be Masadir. He has to make a Leish. The Shachyonu, the same as Shachyonu was on the Kais. It was a Kiddush that Omer B'Shuk and on Yom Kippur. But the Leish Basukah, the Leish Basukah, and the Kiddush of Yontif should be on a Kais. See, as a problem, he has to, on one hand, the Leish Basukah, he has to do before. Because that's the last Yosef.
On the other hand, he has the Masada our case. There's no din, the Leisha Masukah. It's a din in the Kiddush of Yontif, of Leila Yontif, the Asim Masada our case. So what does he do? He's in a quagmire. So what does he do? So that the Ram says, Leila Yontif Rishon, when he's in this quagmire, that he can't just say, Leisha Masukah and sit down, because he has the Masada our case. So what does he do? He makes the Kiddush standing up. And he does Leisha Masukah, which is also our case. And he sits down. But the Rambam only says, Leila Yontif Elisha. That's what he says. That's where he starts the din. The Ika din is that you make a bracha before you sit down, before you come in the sukkah and sit down. So, here, calls man she comes to sukkah leisha basukkah calls shiva mivorach koydim sheyeshim hashegas a mitzvah mitzvah leisha basukkah ubelele yontif horishon mivorach al sukkah viachar kach mivorach al zman mesade kol habrochas al kais nimtz mekadosh mumud mivorach leisha basukkah viyeshim viachar kach mivorach al zman ukize hoyenoy gaboisai vabonei svorat lekadosh mumud beleil rishon shel Suke Shachag Sukkos Moshe Bialman. Say the Hatzlocha. Shbi Zoicha to be Mekayim or to the Mikra of Basukas Teshu Shivas Yomim with the Ganze Mesira for the Matiki Ashmua for the Teresh of our pair is Chom below the Kavis. Hoch Elochil. Shbi Zoicha to be Sukkos Sulav Yosem. Whatever that means.